Aboriginal elders are calling for the Youth Koori Court in Parramatta to be extended after a report found that it reduced the rates of reoffending amongst young Aboriginal people. The Koori Court began as a pilot project at Parramatta's Children's Court in February 2015, but has not received ongoing funding. An evaluation of the program released by the University of Western Sydney found that it cut the average number of days spent in youth detention, as well as helping address issues such as unstable accommodation, lack of engagement in employment and education, and disconnection from Aboriginal culture. Caitlin McHugh has more.
Could you just detail what a Koori Court is and how it's different to the standard courts?
Well, in terms of the Youth Koori Court, it really was set up to address the complex range of challenges and identify sentence to allow, you know, us to really look at identifying risk factors to be addressed. So it's sort of a deferred sentence model, and which has proved effective in drug courts, community courts and other special purpose courts. So the team that comes together in a hearing develops and monitors what are known as action and support plans, and these plans are the key document of the court's operations. They provide a comprehensive list of the young person's needs in their areas, including accommodation and health, and that includes mental health as well, drugs, education, employment, and, you know, civil law issues, and such as identity documents and unpaid fines, and also cultural connections, so creating opportunities for young people to be with their family, their clans, and connect with country. So those action and support plans are developed and endorsed at an initial hearing, and they're reviewed regularly in review hearings, and then finally at the time of graduation, and they're used by the judge, looking at their progress made over the course of the journey as a Youth Koori Court participant. And we have our elders on campus from Western Sydney University involved in that process, and also our community elders.
So that's where this falls back onto the community. And it's all of us, not just Aboriginal elders. I must stress that no matter who you are, you must have a safe place. And a lot of our youth do not have that. But when they come into Koori Court, and it's because we are there, you can see the difference in their body language, even on their minders, because they get to hit and they open up. And when you hear some of their stories, You just hang your head in shame, because this shouldn't be happening in Australia today. But the fact that if you physically witness and know you have support and people are relying on you, you will see the turnaround. Now, the beautiful part about the elders, there's elders that have had a number of different experiences in their life, and those young people get to see those elders and judge within themselves perhaps the best path to travel, in conjunction with the support they get from the providers. And that is most important, because in myself, for instance, I'm the cranky old military man, and they can see the difference in what I do and how I do it in reference to someone that has been working for the Electricity Commission. But the fact that they see this lifestyle and they say, well, hang on a minute, I might go that road.
The report mentions that the elders involved weren't actually compensated for their time, and there were sort of concerns about burnout with the first generation of program leaders. Is that something that's going to change as the program continues?
I don't believe it's necessary. In our system, you know, it's like we're grandma and grandpa, and that in itself commands respect. But you know, it would be fine, I suppose, if they want to compensate us, but a nice meal and a cup of coffee for all of us is fine.
So you think it can be continued just sort of relying on the cultural connections and the kind of, like, investment in the community that you and other elders have already?
Well, there is some compensation in as much as maybe a cab charge for our seniors with some mobility problems, and that's understandable. But we don't look upon that as a payment. It's just a courtesy afforded to us.
So the achievements made during the Youth Koori Court period were first steps on a longer journey, and future progress would depend on ongoing outside ongoing support outside the control of the court. I guess when you have, you know, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander elders involved from start to finish, you know, people open up.
Melissa Williams, Director of the Office of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Employment and Engagement at Western Sydney University, ending that report by Caitlin McHugh.